Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever. The health guru, Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise, a.k.a. Ariana, and we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide, and that means you.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to our show today. What an important show. What an important topic. What an important guest. Beverly Nadler, health guru extraordinaire. She's going to tell you to mind your meds and avoid massive mistakes. Though drugs are sometimes life-saving, many people are over-medicated and or are unaware of hidden dangers. These include harmful interactions with food, depletion of vital nutrients, and increased risk of falling, which could lead to serious disabilities, especially in the elderly.
Beverly. Join our health guru, Beverly Nadler, for this very important subject, especially if you and or your loved ones are taking medication. I do have to say that the medication I take every Thursday is listening to Beverly Nadler and all that I learn from her to enhance my well-being and my life. So you're one medication I'm happy to take. Welcome to the show, my friend Beverly Nadler.
Thank you for that inspiring introduction. And instead of calling it medication, let's call it health news. I think of medication with, you know, as drugs. And, of course, we're going to talk today about some of the dangers so that people can be aware of them. And they can Google certain drugs that they may be taking. They can talk to their doctors about it. But most people are not really aware of it, even though television programs, that is television commercials, always have the side effects. So some of them listed the fact that people are jumping with joy, happy and excited. Most people don't notice that. And then, of course, the when you read or attempt to read what comes with the drugs, sometimes the print is maybe 0.2, so even with glasses you can't read it, and it's too much to read. So we depend upon either the doctor or the pharmacist telling us the possible side effects, but unfortunately it's way beyond that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share this with people today. I personally don't take drugs, so I may be pronouncing some of the names of these drugs incorrectly. Many of them I've heard of, some of them I have not. But as I said, if you're taking them, you're not going to have time to write everything down, because otherwise we would never get past very, very few things. But you can listen to the show over and over again. And again, as I said, if the name stands out for you because it's something you're taking, you may want to Google it and say risks and side effects and notice if that's happening for you. Many people are not even aware of some of the things that are happening with the drugs, especially not aware of the fact that they may be dizzy, they may feel lightheaded. I was surprised to find out how many of these medications and things people are taking every day can cause this. And, of course, as Joy said, this can lead to accidents, falls, disabilities, which is one of the main problems that we have now, especially in older adults, that there are a lot of falls and accidents, and some of them are caused directly by medication.
I just want to make one point here. When we do hear about these side effects, like you said, in the TV commercials, and they do list them, when we look at a bottle, it could even be an aspirin, and you see all the side effects. People don't take it seriously any more than when you buy something and they give you a contract for the warranty or whatever, and you don't read the fine print. You just sign your name. How many things are put in front of you? You sign your name. You don't take it seriously. This is a show to take seriously. I implore you, do take it seriously. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you for adding that, Joyce. And as I said, it can be listened to over and over again. All you need to go on Joyce Barry and Friends. There's a place to put in a menu where you can put in anything that you want. The date of this show, you will hear this over and over. You can take all the notes you want. And there is something that's quite surprising. Perhaps, or maybe it's not, but more than 20% of the population is taking five or more prescription medications. And the important thing to recognize is that the side effects, including dizziness, which is one of the main reasons for why people are at risk of falling, are more pronounced with every drug you take. So the increased effects just are increased exponentially, which means quite a bit. So, in fact, what one authority says is that if you are taking a lot of drugs, listen to this, if you're taking a lot of drugs, the question is not if you will fall, but when. So that's why I'm going to begin with that. I'm also going to be telling you about how drugs interact with food so that you will know what nutrients you are losing. All right, so let's begin with pain medications, which is something that most people, so many people are taking. In fact, pain medications are being used addictively. It's become a huge problem. It's especially, this is not only in older people, but in young people who are taking these things for pain. And they cause disorientation and, again, dizziness and increased risk of falling. And this is even for over-the-counter. It's not only for prescription because they affect the central nervous system. So we're talking about what's called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and you've probably seen these initials, NSAID. And this includes aspirin, Advil, Aleve. These are common painkillers that people will take without even giving it a second thought. And these drugs, surprisingly, believe it or not, the aspirin may be the worst offender because it not only bombards the nervous system, but particularly the nerves that feed balance information from the inner ear to the brain. So some people can't even take aspirin, even a baby dose, without experience severe dizziness or even vertigo, which is nauseating perception that the room is spinning or tilting. Now, people are told often, you know, take baby aspirin to prevent a heart attack, and they may be taking these aspirins, having these symptoms, and not even imagine that this dizziness and vertigo is caused by the aspirin.
I'm stunned to hear that because one of the things that is recommended to people a lot is that baby aspirin every day to prevent heart problems. So that is such a popular one. The dose is so minuscule, but I do know a lot of people believe in that and take it every day. I have to say I'm one of those people.
Well, I'm going to tell who's ever listening, obviously everyone does not have all of the symptoms that I'm going to be reading about. They don't have it with one drug. They may have it with another. They may have totally different symptoms. Side effects are part of taking drugs. It's not something you can escape. Whether these side effects affect the specific individual or not, that's something that I haven't got a clue to tell you. You need to be cognizant. That's why we call this show Mind Your Meds. So muscle relaxants are sometimes prescribed for pain. There's some, I don't know these names, I'm not familiar with them, Soma, Flexeril, Norflex. And when they're combined with a pain reliever, the combination of dizziness and drowsiness, which they're likely to cause, are a perfect recipe for a fall. If you're taking any of those drugs, again, just be aware of this. Something else that's very important, and I mean when I say important, something that's very common are antibiotics. And antibiotics, they not only have a problem with falling, but they also interfere with nutrition quite a bit. And because they're so popular, I do want to mention this right here at the beginning. When you take an antibiotic, you should not take it with food, especially if you're taking it with food that has calcium, like calcium-rich, you know, milk, yogurt, other dairy products. The absorption of the antibiotics actually is decreased by large amounts of this, but also it will cause a decrease or a deficiency of these nutrients. So it's important to not take antibiotics with your foods. also.
Yeah, I have to interrupt you here. I have to. I was at the dentist only a week ago having a root canal. The first thing he did was give me the prescription for the antibiotic. And they made a point on the prescription, take with food. So I got to tell you, this is kind of shocking hearing this. It's right on the prescription and on the bottle. Take with food.
Interesting. Okay, so I would say this is from a very researched source. I don't make these things up. You have to understand that. And the person is from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics that wrote this particular article. It may be then take it with food, but don't take it with food that contains calcium or magnesium. That may be a way to do that, because those are the things particularly that the antibiotics will interfere with. There is also another danger in antibiotics.
Wait. That contains calcium or magnesium. Those are the two things, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah,
that's sort of like the best of both worlds. You can take the food, but make sure no calcium or magnesium. Okay.
Yep. The other thing, I don't know whether your dentist recommended this. Most doctors do not. Some do. Antibiotics destroy friendly bacteria that are in the gut. In fact, they're not only in our gut. They're actually discovered to be throughout our body. They're called probiotics. And there is a huge movement now for people to take probiotics. Very, very important. And the reason that they're so important is because these are the what we call bacteria that help to keep the disease-causing bacteria in check. They are extremely important, and more is being discovered. I'm going to say pages upon pages of information on why it is so important that we have these intestinal bacteria and that we do not destroy them. Antibiotics destroy them. Therefore, you should be taking with, and I'm not saying at the same time, but with your with a meal later or at some point, you should be taking a probiotic. And they are called friendly bacteria, they're called probiotics, but they are supplements and they should be recommended. And I'm aware of the fact that most doctors are not recommending them. You understand something, medical doctors are bombarded with drug information, I can't say 24 hours a day, let's say 10 hours a day. For them to keep up with that and the enormous amount of people that are now seeking their help because of all the illnesses that people have, some of which are caused by drugs. This is a known fact. In fact, iatrogenic disease is number 3 after heart disease and cancer. So, yeah, drugs are causing huge problems. The doctors can't keep up with this. It's humanly impossible. So unless they have made nutrition their specialty, in which case it's a huge specialty, then most of them are not going to be recommending, and they're not going to be telling you the things I'm telling you now. And I am not a doctor. I'm simply quoting from those doctors and health professionals who have made nutrition and the what to do instead of taking drugs, their particular specialties. Because I said, I don't take any drugs. And the more I know about them, the less likely I am to ever take any. But the fact is, many people are, and you need to know what the possible dangers are. You can check it out yourself.
I'll tell you, Beverly, this truly is fascinating and very scary information.
Well, it's just facts. You know, it's not like scary information, just facts.
It's scary is those of us that are taking these kind of drugs, it's like a red flag. That's why it's scary.
Well, what you might want to do if you're not taking a probiotic is just add one right now and just separate the calcium and magnesium and also food. The foods, the green leafy vegetables, which contains a lot of magnesium, and the calcium foods, not to be taking them at the same time as you're taking the antibiotics, and to add the probiotic. That's what I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this as a doctor. I'm saying this as someone who has researched this for about 40 years that I've been involved in researching nutrition. That's why I speak not from myself, but I speak from many, 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 many sources. Okay.
Well, I find it astounding that you started research when you were 5 years old. So I think that's pretty extraordinary.
Thank you. My mother, by the way, was a nutritionist when they were considered food faddists, and she helped a lot of people. She wrote out in longhand different recommendations, and her clients were extraordinarily happy because they were, and then we're talking a long time ago, able to actually get off certain medication. But she always recommended, just as I do, you cannot stop taking prescription drugs without checking with your doctor, because many prescription drugs cannot be just suddenly stopped. There will be serious side effects from that. They must be tapered off. So please understand, I am not telling anyone to stop taking prescription drugs. However, I could tell people to stop taking heartburn drugs and to take digestive enzymes instead, because what we're finding here about these drugs, like Tagamet and Pepcid and Advil and Aleve also, they reduce folate in the body, which is a B vitamin that is extremely, extremely important. It's particularly important for women of childbearing age. Now, I'm going to say not every one listening to the show is likely to be of childbearing age, but you may have a daughter or niece, friend, or granddaughter who are of childbearing age, and it's very important not to lower folate levels because they're critical for the prevention of some defects in pregnancy. Very, very important. So
I don't know much about pregnancy, but I do want to say one thing for heartburn, because this works for me, and I do believe it's harmless. I keep it with me, Tums, that you just take one or two, and immediately it goes away. Before I discovered Tums, there was at least twice I went to a hospital, think I was having a heart attack, and it was no more than heartburn or acid reflux. And I know other people as well, same thing, went straight to a hospital. I said, no, it's just heartburn or acid reflux, and Tums does the trick instantly. So that's the one thing I do know from personal experience.
I have no response to that because I don't know enough about Tums. I personally take digestive enzymes with every meal, and I have never, ever experienced a digestive problem or what we call heartburn or any of that. So that's another source that one has. I want to mention, when I'm talking about these drugs, Zantac and Pepcid, which millions of people are taking, they also destroy vitamin B12, vitamin D, calcium, iron, zinc, and as I mentioned, folic acid. So you want to look into either using Tums or going to a health food store or ordering online digestive enzymes so that you don't have a problem with digestion. Digestion is so important because we need these nutrients. We are chemical and energy beings, and the chemistry comes from our food. So if we're not able to absorb the food because what we're taking is preventing the absorption of certain foods, certain nutrients, that is a huge problem for people. And a lot of problems are cleared up for people when they totally change their diet and take natural supplements. And what I mean by natural supplements, I mean supplements that are made from food, not from chemicals. But that's another story. So
on the folic acid, I want to say that my doctor did prescribe that. So that is something that I do take. So you're saying that's a good thing.
It is definitely a good thing. Whenever a medical professional prescribes any kind of nutrition, I want to applaud them, because this is not in there. This is not something that is given a lot of time in medical school. And the older the doctor, the less time they had. And what is constantly bombarding these, I'm going to say, work-weary people who have one interest, which is to help a person be healthier and to help them live longer, but they are bombarded with drugs. They are not bombarded with nutritional information. So we need to go elsewhere to look for that.
Well, I know where to go elsewhere to look for the best, most healthy drug in the world, in my humble opinion, and that is to listen to this show every morning and hear, in the wise words of Beverly Nadler, why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And, folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry, and friends.com, and you will see my picture on the upper left. Click under that picture where it says follow, and you, too, can join the ranks of thousands of our loyal listeners, where you will find out about every show, every guest, and every topic. And the good news is, when you can't be with us for whatever reason, when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern weekdays, you can hear any show 24/7 in our archives. So do become a follower. We love and appreciate you. And feel free to send us an email, coachjoyce@aol.com, if you have any comments, any questions for our guests, for myself. We want to make you happy. Our motto, our affirmation, make someone happy today, and that includes you. Back to you, Beverly. You made me happy today with this extraordinary
show. Well, I was just
going to
say that about you, my dear, how many people you make happy because of the information that you present, which can help them literally change their lives. And when I say the information you present, you have incredible guests on every single day. I'm just one of them, but I'm blessed that I have a show weekly. And I know you have a very special guest on tomorrow also, who certainly helps to make people happy.
Well, that special guest is the one and only Peter Marks, world-renowned celebrity psychic. And we're always excited when he's on, because he gives you the opportunity for a free on-air mini reading. You can ask your question, your concern. So we're delighted to have Peter Marks tomorrow.
Yes, and Peter is wonderful. Thanks to you, he has become a dear friend to me also. And I find that his ability to tune in is a gift from God. He really has that. And I certainly encourage people to be on with him tomorrow. So we're getting this wonderful subject of the problems with drugs. Mind your meds. I was talking about, in fact, Joyce even brought up something about folic acid. So I need to go back to birth control drugs, which, of course, deplete folic acid. And many doctors do, I believe at this time, tell pregnant women to increase or to take folic acid, but they may not be telling them all the other things that birth control pills deplete, such as vitamin B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, C, zinc, selenium, and trace minerals. So if anyone that you know is taking birth control pills, they may want to discuss this with their doctor. They may want to find different, I don't know what to tell you about that. But also, it's information people should have. So let's look at some more of the medications that cause increased risk of falling. And that's sleep aids and allergy drugs, such as Benadryl, Tylenol PM, Advil PM, Aleve PM, and of course, mentioned before already, we've already mentioned aspirin. And like aspirin, these affect the central nervous system. They cause dizziness. They also slow down mental ability, such as thinking and processing information. And because they slow that down, you may be less able to even recognize the side effects. But I do recall from something I think that I heard or read that some of these medications tell you not to drive until you are sure of how the medication affects you. And that would be because of the risk of dizziness, which you certainly don't want to have while you're on the road, where a lot of people now driving, to me, is more dangerous than ever because you have a population of people that must text all the time. Doesn't matter that they're driving, they must text while they're driving. So we're faced with having to be really, really alert when we're driving. So these drugs, they're sleep aids. If you take them before you go to sleep, many people assume that you'll sleep away any side effects, but that's not necessarily true. Some of them have what's called a long half-life. In older adults, they can stay in your system for up to 18 hours. So that even when you wake up, you still have it. But not only that, in the middle of the night, a lot of older people and sometimes younger people also get up to go to the bathroom. And they could be dizzy and fall because of taking these. So that's another thing to be really aware of and really careful about.
I think every one of these things is so significant. One of the things that always concern me is, because I see so much of it, are people that fall. And it does create serious, serious disabilities. I want to give a shout out to a dear friend, Irene, who literally is in rehab now. She was in the hospital for a few days, then off to rehab. She broke four ribs from getting up from a chair, watching her grandchild at a soccer game. She brought her own chair. She didn't want a seat in the bleacher seats. And she got up and just fell over. And then the chair fell on top of her. And she's in the hospital now with four broken ribs at 91. So God bless you, Irene. We love you. We pray for you every day. Speedy recovery. And she's obviously on a lot of pain meds, none of which are helping her. That's how harmful it is, the fall, hurtful it is, painful it is. Irene, we're with you. God bless you.
I am so sorry to hear about that. I know you've talked to me about your dear friend, Irene, and what a wonderful relationship you've had. Let me give one of the suggestions that is given is that people who are on medication, and especially older adults, when you must give very careful attention to getting up and sitting down, but especially to getting up. And they're told, of course, in this case, the chair fell on her, which of course made things much worse. But generally, this is not going to happen. We're usually in a place where we're sitting in a chair that's pretty stable. Be very careful when you stand up and wait a moment before you walk. Wait a moment, because to allow your nervous system to settle down. That can be very helpful, but you have to actually do that. But that is something that I've come across several times, that if you tend to have any kind of dizziness or you're weak or anything, it is important. And I'd say this is a good thing for anybody, actually. You know, it doesn't matter what medication you're on or not on. It's a good thing because your body has to adjust. Every single movement that we make, and I'm talking now about people who are well, people who are sick, people who are young, your body has to adapt. It adapts to everything, and you've got trillions of cells and different systems, and especially your nervous system has to adapt. So it is very good to be careful, really be careful when you get up, wait a moment, and then walk.
Very good advice, and I just want to share something that happened to me personally, I don't know, about 3 months ago, because I am very, very careful always. I got up to pick something up. I actually was up and just bent over to pick something up, and I am very careful, and my legs just gave way, or my ankles, whatever it was, it just gave way. So I didn't trip over anything. I didn't do anything wrong, in quotes, you know, because as I said, I know so many people that ended up in rehab with massive injuries from a fall, and my legs just gave way. So I'm wondering if that had anything to do with meds I'm taking.
I can't tell you that, Joyce, one way or another. I know something else that I read recently about meds, which was very interesting to me, that doctors often refer to the lower leg muscles as your second heart because they help pump blood back up from your lower extremities. And when they can't do their job well, fluid can build up in your ankles. Of course, if fluid builds up in your ankles, it's going to be more likely that there is a problem. It could be with falling, with not being stable. And some of the medications, including blood pressure pills, diabetes drugs, antidepressants, and anti-inflammatories, can cause fluid retention. So I don't know, you know, your situation, but I'm just mentioning that to you as a possibility.
Well, it just reminds me of a product you had mentioned. I haven't tried it yet, but I can't wait to try it. So I'm not going to talk about it yet till I can advocate for it. But it is something that is designed to have more stability, more strength in your legs. So I can't wait to try it. And then, of course, if it works half as well as I think it might with the endorsements, we'll be talking about it on our show. Okay, next.
Next, let's talk about another very, very popular drug, antidepressants. And they always work at the level of neurotransmitters. And some of the antidepressants, the most popular ones, Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil. Then there's something else called Imitrex, Zomig, Cymbalta. Oh, I remember seeing that on television. Aflexor, Pristig, all of these, they affect the availability of the various different neuroreceptors in the brain. And by doing that, they actually affect the mood, but at the same time, they carry messages to the brain from the balance centers of the inner ear, so they can affect your equilibrium. In addition, a faulty message can make the communication between brain and body less responsive. So again, I'm going to say this, what I said before, the same advice, stand up carefully, and before you move, be sure that you're stable, because because of these antidepressants, aside from all of the other problems that they cause, which we've talked about on various other shows and not talking about now, but they can cause you to lose control of your body position and risk toppling over.
Scary, 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 thinking about how much in our environment around us, what we eat, how we move, all of them could be a factor in one day being healthy and walking fine, and the next minute you're in a rehab center with massive bruises. So folks, do listen to the show. If you have to hear it again, know that it's in archives. It's always last show right on top. So do take advantage of that. And those of you who are listening and saying, wow, this is really great advice, I have to see what meds I can eliminate. I want to see what I can do to be healthier. When are you going to be doing that? Are you going to be doing it now, or are you going to be doing it someday? And for those of you who think there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Emily Nadler, what else do you want to share with us so people can get rid of any notions of someday and just get right to it?
Well, we still have a number of types of drugs to talk about, so I'm going to be a little more speedy in what I am saying, but give the basic information. I did say the problem with antidepressants as far as falling, but it's also very important that you do not use antidepressants with certain foods. Certain antidepressants can be harmful when paired with foods such as chocolate, aged cheeses, cured meats, and alcoholic drinks, which all contain something called tyramine, which helps regulate blood pressure. And they're controlled by a certain enzyme, and when this enzyme is blocked, you can have tremendous problems. So these are foods not to eat if you are taking antidepressants. Now, I cannot tell you whether it's okay to eat them later in the day. I absolutely do not know. All I know that I've not only read this in the particular book that I'm using as my major resource, I have notes from many different sources in front of me, so that I can tie them in, because not every source gives you all the information, and I can't even give you all the information, but I try to give as much as I can. So it's really important to be aware of these foods if you're taking an antidepressant. Cholesterol medication, this is also very, very popular drugs, Lipitor, anything that has to do, the statin drugs, all of the statin drugs, and they show that the statin drugs will remove the level or decrease the level of vitamin D, and also fat-soluble level of vitamins A, E, and K. And there's a number of other nutrients. They're still doing more research, but on food, watch out for grapefruit. Grapefruit, for some particular reason, increases the risk for statin side effects, such as muscle pain, liver, and kidney damage. So avoid grapefruit, or ask your doctor about the particular one that you're taking, the statin that you're taking, if that is one of the ones, because not all of them will do that. They do, however, also interfere with coenzyme Q10. And one of the big things about cholesterol drugs, or I shouldn't, yeah, cholesterol-reducing drugs, is that the brain is made up of a very large percentage of cholesterol, which is necessary for normal brain function. And I can tell you as a fact from someone very close to me who is on these statin drugs, who had a very clear brain, very clear mind, an IQ of 150-something in his younger days, was taking these drugs, one of these cholesterol drugs, for 2 years. Finally, off the drugs, and while he was on it, his brain did not function normally, and we just said, well, he's getting old. Off the drugs, it took a few months, but his brain started to function normally. And I have done the research on that. This is not something that I don't make any of this up. You have to understand that. I see the research. It affects brain health. It affects memory. And it affects the ability to think clearly. This is what cholesterol medication does. So you may want to add some. There are different supplements that help the brain function better, or you may want to discuss with your doctor changing your particular statin or improving your diet so that you actually don't even need to take a statin drug. But the statin drugs also, unfortunately, can lead to the same problem that we were talking about, which is falling, getting dizzy or anything. Is also a problem with blood pressure medication, which is very, very, very common, and many people are taking several blood pressure medications because they're not sure exactly what is causing the problem. And one of the things that blood pressure medications do is they reduce in your body very, very important nutrients, especially zinc, which is very important for wound healing, for new cell growth, and for immune function. Certain foods, if you eat foods that are fortified with zinc or have zinc naturally, beef, poultry, beans, yogurt, that will help to block this deficiency that may come from that. But again, blood pressure medication, and there's many different types, but they all lower. When they lower your blood pressure, they diminish your ability to quickly adapt to changing blood pressure needs. Again, before I spoke about the importance of standing up slowly, standing still, and then moving, you know, after you're absolutely sure that you are stable, because they will all affect you in some way. There's something that's called orthostatic hypotension, which is a sudden spell of light-headed dizziness that happens when you quickly stand up after sitting or lying down. And that is one of the effects of blood pressure pills.
Beverly, I just want to say you made a point a couple of times to say I'm not making any of this up. It's all research. Just know nobody ever thought for a second you make anything up. We never accused you of fake news. So
oh,
it would
yeah,
never
reminds
even
me.
Enter our minds. You have so much integrity, honesty, respect for the truth. It would never occur to anyone that knows you that you made anything up.
Well, I thank you for that, but of course a lot of your listeners do not know me, and there is so much, you know, controversy on these things that many times I even hesitate to report on it because I know that people have been programmed, and I mean conditioned. This is what my doctor says, this is what it is, and that's it, and they don't want to go any further. So what I want to assure people is that this is all based on research, research that is at least as compelling as drug research, and I'd say more compelling in the sense that what they're looking for is ways to help people avoid taking the various drugs, because we know, and even the manufacturers and the doctors know, that there are side effects, and it's very hard to always know, is this problem, this person is having a side effect of the drug they're taking, or is it something else? Do we need to give them another drug to take care of that side effect, which frequently happens? So that's the reason, and I appreciate you saying that. Yes, I am very, very careful in my research. It needs to come from several sources. That's the thing. I don't want to just say, well, this one person said this. It needs to come from several sources. So if you're having side effects, dizziness, you want to find out what your doctor has to say. And I also recommend, I'm going to recommend taking natural supplements, meaning they're from food, and I'm going to recommend that one really looks carefully into their diet, because a lot of research shows that when dietary changes are made, many times people are able to reduce and in some cases even eliminate their medications, or at least some
and
of them.
And Beverly, I know you know that we're winding down here. So what last few points you want to make, and then you'll leave us with your most important message for this show.
The important points, there's also some other drugs that I see advertised a lot. They're anticonvulsions, neuropathy drugs, and Lyrica. I remember seeing that name. I passed by all of these drug advertisements, but that name is quite familiar to me. And they can these things that alleviate pain, put the brakes on nerve impulse transmissions, and they may limit the brain's ability to respond normally and quickly. And they may reduce alertness and increase dizziness. So again, you want to watch that if you're taking any of these drugs. Also know that diabetic drugs interfere with the absorption of vitamin B12, 6, folic acid, coenzyme Q10, zinc, magnesium, and potassium. So if you're taking these drugs, you might want to supplement and talk to your doctor or another health professional. When I say another health professional, there are nutritionists, there are chiropractors and acupuncturists that study nutrition also, to see if there's something you can do besides taking drugs, especially if you're taking a lot of drugs. That's about what I can tell you for now. Certainly, as I mentioned before, you can go online and look up the specific drugs that you're taking, find out what the side effects might be, and check, do you have any of these side effects? It may be, or do you have any of these symptoms? It may be caused by the drug.
Terrific show, fabulous information. What is your primary message here?
My primary message is exactly what the name of the show is. Mind your meds and avoid massive mistakes.
And my question to you folks, when are you going to really look into this? It certainly should be now, and if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? If not now, when, folks? Ask yourself that question. I have no doubt that you, too, have a great poem to contribute to this show. So, Beverly, if not now, when are you going to share your poem?
Right now. Is anything more important than health? It certainly isn't wealth. What good is success if your mind and body's a mess? What most people want, I hear them explain, is to feel good and be free of pain. And pain is not physical, of course. There's emotional and spiritual pain also. But what we know particularly is that when we take medications, the side effects can be dangerous too. So what's a person in pain or who's sick to do? I want to shout from the highest mountaintop that there are natural holistic ways for the suffering and the pain to stop. There are vitamins and minerals and herbs and soothing creams and nutritious food that can help your body heal and elevate your mood. This chiropractic care to keep your body at its peak, acupuncture, massage, reflexology techniques. Some things are healing because of your biochemistry. Some work on your structural system and your vibrating energy. There are pain-reducing devices that use microcurrent technology, and you can release trauma and negativity with energy psychology. There's yoga, Pilates, breath work, and meditation, positive subliminal CDs, affirmations, and visualization. Surely you've heard, seek and you shall find, and as you seek, keep an open mind and never forget the power and importance of prayer. But with faith and intention, creative solutions appear.
Wow, Beverly, that is so awesome. I can't wait to hear that you get a call that your book is being published on Poetry. I only want about 50 copies, one for each room in my home and one to give out to as gifts. So please let us all pray for Beverly's book to get published on Poetry. And anyone that wants to participate in that endeavor, contact Coach Joyce at AOL.com and we'll see what we can do to work with you to have that happen. Beverly's website is BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R, BeverlyNadler.com. She has another one called VibrationalHarmony.biz. You want to check those out as well. And my closing message can be heard in the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And I think about that every day, how important those words are, to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And my special special prayer for all of you is as follows. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Once again, a special thank you to our health guru, Beverly Nadler, for delivering another extraordinary show on health, as she does each and every Thursday, and will do once again next Thursday. And folks, we want you to be happy. We want you to experience joy and calm in your life. And so we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.